Patriots, good morning. It's Melissa Redpill. I hope you guys are having a great day. What do you guys think about that? I see you on the chat. I'm so glad to see you. Today is the 25th of May, 2025. We are beginning the sixth week of the counting of the Omer. Here's our bundle so far, a bundle of grain. We are counting up 7 weeks, and the completion is on the Sunday, the 8th. Let's see, the 8th of June. So buckle up. We got a lot going on. And then right after that, the President Trump is going to have a military parade. Looks kind of like an occupation to me, but I'm just saying. So tell me what you guys think. I'm glad you're here. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. This is freedomforce.live. You can find all of our resources over here. Here's a website right here. Check it out. Tons and tons of resources about how this is biblical, about who President Trump is, about his history, his lineage, and his just a lot of really great things you find over there on the videos, as well as biblical astronomy. Tons of great research over there for you. Check it out. So let's get started and see what in the world is President Trump talking about. He was addressing the cadets yesterday at West Point, as he does every year. And I just love this. I made this little clip of it. Time and time again, the American soldier has charged into the fires of hell and sent the devil racing in full retreat. He says, "You are the first army of the golden age. I promise you, we're in the golden age." He said this. He said it twice. "I promise you, we're in the golden age." Because we're like, okay, snap, snap, snap. Let's see the arrests. So trust President Trump. Trust the plan. Let's see what he has to say. Check it out.
Plenty of others, right, Dan? We can cut plenty of other things. And you have a good man in Dan, too, General. I think you're going to find that. It's a very different warfare out there today. Now they've introduced a thing called drone. A drone is a little bit different. It makes you have to go back and learn a whole new form of warfare, and you're going to do it better than anybody else. There won't be anybody close. Generation after generation, the men and women of the Army have done whatever it takes to defend our flag, pouring out their blood onto the fields of battle all over the world. And all over the world, you're respected like nobody is respected. Our soldiers have sprinted through storms of bullets, clouds of shrapnel, slogged through miles of dirt and oceans of sand, scaled towering cliffs of jagged rock. And time again, the American soldier has charged into the fires of hell and sent the devil racing in full retreat. No task has ever been too tough for America's Army. And now that 250-year legacy of glory and triumph belongs to you, the 1,000 newest officers of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. And that's what you are, and that's what you're being thought of again. You are the first West Point graduates of the golden age of America. This is the golden age, I tell you. Promise. We're in a new age. This is the golden age.
What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about that? I promise you. You know, why is he saying that? You know, because if it's just a term, then okay, whatever. He means what I've been telling you. The golden age is the millennial reign of Christ. It's the 1,000 years of peace, the biblical 1,000 years of peace. He even gave a clue about the first 1,000 in this army of the golden age. So I, you know, he said it like four times. I'm going to play it one more quick time. I want you to listen to this. You know, he is saying things are going to be different, vastly, vastly different from what it has been in the past for all this, this hell on earth. And yes, our brave soldiers of the past have fought valiantly and, as he said, sent the devil racing in full retreat. But we're going to have the days, as the Bible clearly says, that nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. This is going to be a day where we're going to have peace through strength. We're not going to have these wars and the all the evil that's gone on. So check it out one more time. Listen to how many times he says golden age.
I tell you, promise, your legacy of glory and triumph belongs to you. The 1,000 newest officers of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. And that's what you are, and that's what you're being thought of. Again, you are the first West Point graduates of the golden age of America. This is the golden age, I tell you. Promise. We're in a new age. This is the golden age. And you are going to lead the Army to summits of greatness that has never reached before. And you see that. You see what's happening. You see what's going on in the world. Each of you is entering the officer corps at a defining moment in the Army's history. For at least two decades, political leaders from both parties have dragged our military into missions. It was never meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. People would say, why are we doing this? Why are we wasting our time, money, and souls in some case? They sent our warriors on nation-building crusades to nations that wanted nothing to do with us, led by leaders that didn't have a clue and
Yes. Well, and he says they didn't have a clue. They knew what they were doing, but they, in one sense, didn't know what they were doing. Similar to when our Lord Jesus said, even Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Well, it looked certainly like they knew what they were doing. They were hanging Jesus on the cross, but they don't know how the consequences of their actions. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have a clue. So they, you know, they've done this, and I just actually think I told you guys I'm on the school board, and so we were going to the graduation, and our ROTC men and women were escorting us into the arena, and I had this young man who had was escorting me, and he was saying that he is going into the military. One of the young men I'd worked with for years, he's going into the military. I feel good about them going into the military under President Trump and under Pete Hegseth, and with going into the golden age where you're not going to have again this evil run by the Khazarian Mafia. I'm going to talk about that at the end, so stay tuned at the end. I'm going to talk about that, and also about, you know, Obama and Biden and all these evildoers, and basically sending our youth over to be cannon fodder. So this is, I promise you, you know, these people are going into military service where their lives will be on the line, and he's saying, I promise you, you're not going to be cannon fodder. Praise the Lord on that. All right, so thank you, Lord. Now, this is, I posted, this is maybe his most important statement that he has ever made about the military. All right. So it says the job of the U.S. Armed Forces is not to host drag shows, to transform foreign cultures, or to spread democracy at the point of a gun. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America, anywhere, anytime, and any place. Yes, that is the role of the military. Exactly. It's been outrageous, and thank God it's over. It's over. We're not going back to that. This is the golden age. So check this out.
Is not to host drag shows to transform foreign cultures, but to spread democracy to everybody around the world at the point of a gun. The military's job is to dominate any foe and annihilate any threat to America anywhere, anytime, and any place. Job of the U.S.
Yes. All right. Thank you, President Trump. Amen. Give me a thumbs up on that. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up, you guys. Hit the thumbs up on the video. Thank you so much for doing that. Let's keep our good information going to everybody. We had, actually, the other day, thank you guys for what you're doing over on X. We had 500,000 impressions. So just keep going, keep sharing. Thank you. If there's any possible way that you can be over on our X account, Freedom Force, which is the actual name of it is Melissa Red Pill. I'm going to go ahead and pop it into the chat. Songbird, please put it over in the comments. If you guys can be a part of what we're doing, and I would really appreciate it to help get the truth out about how this is biblical. We're going to talk about that in just a minute also. Now, President Trump is so funny. He said that they don't like to be called progressives, so check it out. Liberals, check it out.
Country, again, that's what you want. And everything we do, we are bringing common sense back to America. It's all about common sense. We can say we're liberal, we're conservative. The new word is progressive. They don't like using the word liberal anymore. That's why I call them liberal. But whatever you are, you know, most importantly, you have to have common sense, because most of it's about common sense when you get right down to it. And we have a lot of people with a lot of very smart people, but they have to have common sense, and we've liberated our troops from divisive and demeaning political trainings. There will be no more critical race theory or transgender for everybody forced onto our brave men and women in uniform, or on anybody else for that matter in this country. And we will not have men playing in women's sports, if that's okay.
Love it. Love it. I love our president. So great to have a president who you're not just wondering when they're going to fall or whatever they're going to say, some stupid thing out of their mouth. It's just so great to have President Trump, who is happy to have President Trump at the helm. What a blessing. Now, this is what's going on right now. And I'm just saying, this is what I was saying before. It just looks like a military occupation operation. That's what it looks like, with all this equipment, a massive equipment descending upon Washington, D.C. Now, in the Law of War manual, it says that you need to take clear control of the seat of power when there's a military occupation. And yeah, we're just having a parade. What do you guys think? We'll see. Here it says the U.S. military, I'll show you the video of these going here. The military has started moving equipment for what's going to be a parade, like you wouldn't believe. Absolutely massive, totally incredible. Everybody's talking about it. Scheduled for June 14th, Trump's birthday. Flag Day, this parade, President Trump's birthday. You know, it says it looks like, what do you guys think? Is something big going to happen? Okay, so let's just go through. I'll go ahead through the calendar. Let's look at the calendar real quick. All right. So when you look at the calendar, we've got, here we are on the 25th of May. All right. So then we got a new moon tomorrow, and then you've got the 8th of June right here. 2 weeks from today, that's going to be the completing of the counting of the Omer, which is Pentecost, which is also Jubilee, that when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. This is a biblical day. We've talked about this many times if you're new here, but most of you guys already know this. Leviticus chapter 23, Leviticus chapter 25 go into the detail about how this is a biblical festival that you keep perpetually year after year after year. And then I just find it very interesting that we have right here on that same week, on that the 14th, at the completion of that week, we have this parade and all this military equipment right there in the seat of power in Washington, D.C. And I just find that just very, very interesting timing. So we'll see what happens. I know you're as ready for this as any of us are. We all are ready for this to be done. And the military guys, you know, those who know, they're ready too. Everybody's ready to see some arrests. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is what Charlie says about the big, beautiful bill. Now, I'm hoping that before the 8th of June, Jubilee, Pentecost, we will see this big, beautiful bill pass the Senate. And this is what Charlie was saying, and I think this is I think this sounds right to me. He says it's the operational and legal trigger for the financial realignment, as in Jubilee, as in debt cancellation, as in all these things that Charlie's talking about, financial realignment, the Iraqi IQD revaluation, XRP, liquidity pathways, VND, shifting position, gold reserves recalculated, IRS being phased out for use of the tariffs having external revenue, the CBDC as an asset alternative. He says sovereignty must come first. How do you restore your nation's sovereignty? Well, maybe like this. What do you guys think? That would be fine with us. A very interesting timing on all of this. And we've completed the 7 years of all of that mayhem. If you guys haven't seen this, if you go to my website, freedomforce.live, you just scroll down to the first page, you'll see this beautiful sign of the Son of Man that appeared September 23rd, 2017. 1 month later, you see we start getting posts from the 17th letter of the alphabet. 7 years later, we complete this seven-year cycle on the Feast of Trumpets, and then President Trump announces Jubilee 1 week later on the Day of Atonement. So here we are, as he's promising, we're in the Golden Age, like the Jubilee. It's what it is. All right, so let's just see what Charlie has to say.
IRS being phased out, CBDC is an asset alternative.
I'm sorry. Why that whispering? I do not know why there's that whispering. I do not know why. Let me see if I can go grab another copy, because I created this thing in TikTok. If you haven't followed, we've been getting some pretty good traction over on TikTok. I think I'm Melissa Redpill over on TikTok. And here we go. Let me try it this way. Let me see if this one. No, it's doing that there too. Okay, so I created this thing, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what is that whispering? I must have clicked some kind of button that I wasn't aware of. Bottom line, he's saying we're witnessing this operational trigger for the financial realignment with all these things that have to happen. Once the bill is passed, then that is the trigger for these things to happen. The revaluation, the XRP liquidity pathways, the VND shifting position, the gold reserves recalculated, the IRS being phased out, and the CBDC as an asset alternative. Mm-hmm. So this is another thing, that the sovereignty must come first, not only militarily, but also that this is voted in. So we will see exactly how, if that all is triggered, because I know we're all ready for that. I think that would cause the mass start awakening. If we just have this huge shift in the financial situation for most people, all right? It's, most people are struggling and things are tight. And so, yes, some prices have come down, some prices are up. Either way, it's ridiculous, right? And so, I think that would cause the mass start awakening. You tell me what you guys think the mass start awakening would be caused by, because I think that this likely would do it. And a military occupation operation in Washington, D.C. could very likely cause a mass start awakening. Tell me what you think. By the way, before we go on to anything else, I'm going to show you real quick. In the Bible, it talks about Revelation 14. It talks about there being the ingathering. Let me pull this up real quick. This is Revelation chapter 14. I talk about all this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. If you're not familiar with those, they're all on Amazon for $2.99. But this one right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And when you look there in Revelation 14, it's the first bundle that awakens, and that's us, and that we are fighting alongside the Lord to destroy these evildoers. But then when you scroll down, you see this harvest of the earth. It says, I saw a white cloud. Seated on the cloud was someone like the Son of Man. He had a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And then another angel came from the temple and shouted to the one sitting on the cloud, swing the sickle, for the time of harvest has come. The crop on earth is ripe. I don't know about you, but I feel like the world is ripe. We're ripe to have these people arrested. We're ripe to have some big change. There's so many things that are in place. Honestly, 7 years ago, maybe we were ready, but a lot of the people were not. A lot of things were not in place. Okay, and I just trust the Lord in his timing on all this. So it says it's ripe. So the one sitting on the cloud swung the sickle over the earth and the whole earth was harvested. Okay, so this is all the people who, you know, are just the righteous on earth. Just the good people who are just trying to live and not worship Satan, right? Like this whole crowd in here. They don't want to have this transgender baloney. They don't want to have all that. Did you see hear the hooping and the hollering? People don't want to do all that. So then it says there's another angel that comes from the temple, and he has a sharp sickle, and he has the power to destroy with the fire. Okay, so this is the other one. He gathers the clusters of grapes. We're trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. This is the ingathering of the evildoers and the casting of them out. The grapes of wrath. So we'll see. I'm ready. I know you are too. All right. So let's see. Now, I wanted to show you the next thing that's really cool. This is one of the men in the military who is explaining about energy. And we talk about free energy. But you know how right now you don't have to be hooked with your phone to the internet. You're not tethered, right? And we're moving in the future to where we are not going to have to plug things in. How amazing will that be? They've known had the ability to do this before. The thing that he explains is they didn't have the ability to to charge people for the energy. They had the technology, but they didn't have the ability to charge. And so then they said, well, we can't do it because we won't know how to charge them. But now we do. They do. Just like, okay, on your Wi-Fi, he explains that on your Wi-Fi, they know how much Wi-Fi data you have used. For example, if you have a regular data plan on your phone instead of an unlimited, even if you have unlimited, they know how much data you have used. And so then the same way, they know how much power, they know how to count how much power you've used so that they would charge you for that, just like on your electricity bill. Anyway, so check out what he says, because this is coming. This is golden age stuff. This is cool. I'm going to show you several things about cool things in the golden age. You know, if you're new here, I always talk about biblically what is going to happen about the wealth and the health and the peace. And so now we're seeing, you know, some of these things being rolled out. Check it out.
Because if we do not innovate, other countries will. And technology does change fate. Those that learn to harness the fire change the fate of their own security, prosperity, and health. Those that learn to harness electricity change their fate for better prosperity, security, and health. And they could secure that future against those that would use fire or electricity as a weapon against you. And as we move into this electromagnetic spectrum domain, this future where the electromagnetic spectrum can do everything we've seen done over the last 30 years, we cut the cable on the phone. We cut the cable on the TV, and soon we'll cut the cable on electricity.
Wow.
That electromagnetic spectrum and what we know about it and how we know how to manipulate it is truly why we need to find truth. And if we don't find truth, we continue to be slaves to the people that want us to believe that plugging your phone into the wall is the only way electricity works. And you know, and taxation for incrementally innovating for an infrastructure that was built to win the last war, but not investing in things that will win the next war. This is the trap of history, and this is why no civilization has ever survived. They go on this sine wave of birth and vigor and critical thinking and aggressiveness at economic security and then military might to secure the peace. And then they get lazy and they lose it all and they're vanquished by another civilization. And this is what the great hope of America is that we can turn the tide of human nature that has created that cyclical sine wave of civilizations, and we can start innovating again. Because if we don't, we're dead men walking.
That was a really great way for him to explain it. That was just so great. And I feel very confident with President Trump as our president that we are going to be able to break this cycle. Don't you guys feel that way? I do. Are we dreaming, Coast Rider? I know. We're living in the day. I've been saying that for 7 years, 8 years, however long we've been getting together. I've been saying that biblically we are living in the day. You know, we've known that we would live in the day when there would be, you know, they would talk about Armageddon. Well, we just didn't know what Armageddon was going to look like. But it's the destruction of these ones who've controlled us and who've caused this cyclical thing. Interesting that President Trump used a word before the cadets. He said this period of glory. Did you catch that? He said this period of glory. Not, I don't know if it's exactly abuse period. Some this glory that they that our ancestors have had is when they would go to war, and it just doesn't seem glorious, right? Because of all that they had gone through. But that's interesting because it's using the same word that's in this. The Bible uses it many times, saying this after this period of glory, this period of glory, and you know, it just doesn't seem glorious to me all that we've been through. Not that we've been to tactile war, but all the COVID and the lying and the, you know, people being thrown in jail over January 6th and all that just does not seem glorious to me. And I think what he's talking about is it's glory of this battle that we are standing up to fight for our country. That's what's glorious, is that we are not slaves anymore. We are not letting them run roughshod over us, that it's glorious that we are rising up. So just keep going. As it says, Revelation 11:11, God breathed life into them and they stood up. It was interesting to see, you know, I was around several youth and it was just funny. So many had snap, but then so many of them did not. It was like they were little zombies, and it breaks my heart. I'm ready for the awakening. I'm ready for every eye to be awakened and for whatever is causing them to feel so oppressed and zombie-like to be lifted. And that's really, you know, we're not going into the golden age where we've got all these kids with autism and where they can't function and they can't think clearly. We're going to have, it's just going to be bright. And I just think it's funny, you know, I was just showing you this video and President Trump had posted this, that he was going to be, you know, Trump forever, really, at the end. And I'm like, yes. So, you know, y'all think he's serious? I think he's serious about 2028. And what if we have our youth renewed like the eagles? You know how the psalmist said that they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. What is it? Oh, let me start over. It says their youth will be renewed like the eagles. They will run. They will walk. What does it say? They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I'm missing one. Anyway, the point is, what if our youth is renewed like the eagles? What if his youth is renewed? What if we do age in reverse in the golden age? What if that our health is restored to us? What if this Tesla energy can not only energize your phone and your TV and your whatever, but also your body, so that your body operates properly? Yes. Yes. I talk about this with my wonderful friend, Dr. Laura. I'm going to be posting a video tomorrow about another lady who's healed. If you have any pain, please call prescribinglife.com and you do not have to be in pain. This is, you know, you guys know this on my site, freedomforce.live. I haven't pulled it up yet, but if you go to the page right here, Millie's Health Links, I have all these ways that you can restore your health on so a variety of things instead of using big pharma stuff. And, you know, this I'm going to talk about here in a minute about the CD. Amazing ways that I know people who are getting well from depression or from bipolar or from, whatever, all kinds of different things, you know, having their health restored, CBD and all that. Here's the one about the pain. If you haven't seen that, go to my health page and find out more about how to get your health back. Just really, you do not have to live in pain. All right, so let's keep going. So this one was where I thought this was pretty impressive that Tim Burchett was on Benny Johnson, and he was talking about the auto pen and how allegedly, the staffers for Biden were selling the auto pen. They were making money off the auto pen. That's absolutely outrageous. But that's what he's alleging. And I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm telling you, that's a reason right there for, if they have evidence of this, that's a reason right there for, also as our dear Dan Bongino and Cash Patel said, you know, give us 1 or 2 weeks. I mean, this is really where we are. You know, they have all this information. They have it all. What did we not remember about when, you know, 17 said we have it all? They've had it all for a long, long time. And it's all just about this timing of removing the pixie sticks one at a time. Anyway, so I think this would be shocking, these people going in and arresting these people who have done such a thing as this. This is treason at the highest levels to use the president's pen to do these things. Outrageous. But it won't stand. As President Trump has said many times, it will not stand. So check this out.
I mean, that happens because of an open border. 25 million, many hundreds of thousands of children because of Joe Biden. Now we learn that Joe Biden had terminal illness the entire time he was in office. Maybe this was what all of the vacations, 577 days on vacation. Perhaps he was getting cancer treatment. We have had doctors on the program all yesterday saying all of Joe Biden's activities, the weakness, the falling, the fog, the brain fog, that's because of cancer medication. They were hiding this from the American people. What should happen to the people who hid this from us? Are Joe Biden's acts constitutional? What's your measure on Jill Biden?
Well, that'll be decided at the courts, but I'm sure we'll write somebody a strong letter and move on about it. I don't think anybody really brought to justice over this. You've got staffers. I would look, Tennessee has had a history of this. We had a governor several governors ago. He's since passed away, but he sold pardons. You can look it up. His name was Ray Blanton. It made national news. And I mean, they wrote songs, Pardon Me, Ray. And it was a cash for clemency deal. And that's exactly what I think you're going to find out. You're going to find staffers that were able to take forms, get them and run them through some sort of bogus legal system. And then they auto penned them. And there's probably people out on the street that shouldn't be, but somebody got rich off that. And I think those people, I hate to say it, but you'll see something probably horrible happen to some of those people because it goes up the chain. This is a very dangerous town to play games in.
So you're saying that Biden staffers took payouts and just ran the auto pen for certain pardons.
I have no direct proof of that, but I know. But I'm just talking about history. And if you know you got somebody making $100,000 a year and somebody offers you $250,000 in some safety deposit box. Yeah. Look at Clinton's clemency, Bill Clinton, the people he gave clemency to. Some of those people were just awful, awful people. And nobody raised a beat about them.
Yeah. I personally know people who paid millions to try and get Trump to pardon them. Very rich guys who are in prison for good reasons. And they go through these Republican lobbyists to try and get it done. It's a huge industry.
There you go. So, you know, Tim does not seem to have hope that these people will be arrested. And, I can imagine if you're sitting in one of these seats as a congressman that you could, that would be the way you would feel. But there's something bigger going on, Tim, that you may not be aware of. But President Trump is not going to let these people get away with this. Neither will Cash Patel. Neither will Dan Bongino. I just posted something yesterday that Dan Bongino was actually one of the Secret Service men under Obama. So he was privy to a lot of the things that were going on there. There are a lot of people who know about these things, and now these people are in these positions of authority, and it's just get ready. I'm just hoping, Jesus, please let it be. Oh, this would be a military operation. Wouldn't that be great? So we were all fooled by an 80-year-old dementia patient, right? And the reality is they weren't. I know that's a cute meme. We can post that meme, share that meme. But they weren't, I just posted this yesterday, that they weren't fooled. It was an operation intentional to cover it up from the American people. These people are, and I'm going to talk about it here in a little bit, they're Khazarian mafia. They work along with them. This is a crime ring that's been operating for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So, yeah, that's what we're up against. And President Trump is going to defeat them. and we are so blessed to be able to defeat them also. Here's another big win that we just had, and thank you, Sherry Tenpenny. I'm so glad that she and I are now friends. She was at this event in D.C., and she says that now the FDA, Peter McCullough, had a powerful event exposing the lack of black box warning for myocarditis and pericarditis. And so the FDA finally issued a warning. She says the timing says it all. How about that? I'm going to let you hear it from Dr. Tenpenny.
All done with one swoop of the pen, but this is Washington and this is politics. And yesterday, after listening to Governor Green and Senator Blumenthal talk about the wonders of the COVID vaccines, that we don't call them vaccines, but they do, we've got a ways to go yet. We got to keep the pressure on. We got to keep coming. Last night, after the hearing, that Peter McCullough was saying that there was no black box warning on the COVID shots for the myocarditis and pericarditis. Well, today, the FDA released a warning for adolescents who get the COVID jabs and the history and the warning about myocarditis and pericarditis. It's not a removal, but it's a step in the right direction. We know that the FDA had a hearing this morning on their budget for this year. So there's a lot of good things that are happening, but it's incremental.
Okay, so yeah, so this, I know you and I want this thing completely removed, absolutely removed, but the good news is now at least there is a warning saying that it could potentially cause pericarditis and myocarditis. And the parents have, legally they have to be told that, okay? And that we were not there a few years ago. I remember I'm literally in this chair talking to my hairdresser, and my hair is either wet or whatever, and I'm talking to her and explaining to her about the VAERS reports about how all the adverse reactions to the vaccines, and that this is on this website. And this lady, who isn't even, I don't even know her. She overhears the conversation that she and I are having. You're wrong. The vaccines are perfectly safe. I mean, she goes on and on. I'm like, ma'am, this is look it up, VAERS.com, I think, whatever it is. You can find vaccine adverse reaction website where there are people who've had these adverse reactions. I'm not making this up. These are reported cases. And, you know, she still wanted to scream and have a fit. But you remember how it was. But now, at least you can say the FDA has a warning on the box now. So we've come a long way. So I'm thankful for that. But I want them gone too. And I'm very, very thankful for RFK and all that he is doing. And he's exposing so much of it. I've been sharing so many of his videos. If you aren't familiar with where all my social media is, right here, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And you go right here and you can find all the real Mellies, because there are some fake ones out there. All right. Now, the next thing, okay, that's Dr. Tenpenny. And then this is something that just came out, thanks to @ScottyMartin, the number 10, M-A-R number 10. This is talking about the misspellings. Okay, let me show you what's happening here. I mean, if I can make it a little bit bigger. Yeah, okay, here we go. Let me make it over here. Here, it's just a routine post, and President Trump's been posting a lot, as usual, and sometimes he'll misspell a word, but misspellings, we have been told, misspellings matter, okay? So this was both on 5/23, so this was just right there on this past Friday, and so President Trump added an extra S to American, and he added an R to you, which it should be you, thank you, instead of you, thank your, okay? And so this directed us to post 5/23/2019, says, under protection, threat is real, key to the DNC source hack, 187. What is this talking about? Who is this DNC source hack? You know, Seth Rich had pulled all this data that ended up going to the WikiLeaks, and, you know, supposedly, whatever, you know, supposedly got this to Julian Assange. Okay, so who is this source, the hack, and it was 187 who this person was killed, Seth Rich, okay? And so here it's talking about, this is the key to it. Well, what is the key to this hacking? to the Seth Rich case, to the DNC hack, and all the WikiLeaks and all the evidence of all their crimes, because there's more than we, you know, many of us even know about. So what is the key to it? Well, right here, there was this post about a prisoner swap, and it's leading some to believe it's talking about Snowden. And so here's where, I'm going to show you some of these posts. Here is where True Stormy Joe posted, is this prisoner swap part of the start to get Snowden to the U.S.? Again, he's the one who potentially has this information about the DNC documents, the being the source and all that. So what if this is this prisoner swap? Let me show you President Trump's post. We haven't seen that. Let me show you that one first. A major prisoner swap was just completed between Russia and Ukraine. It will go into effect shortly. Congratulations to both sides on this negotiation. This could lead to something big. Okay. Well, is the something big, you know, ending the war? Yes. Or it could be something even more. I mean, that's huge. Don't get me wrong. But could it lead to something big as in destroying the deep state? Okay. So he's talking about something big. And True Stormy Joe said, is this part of the what it takes to get Snowden to the U.S.? Is he part of this prisoner swap? And so in the past, President Trump, you know, acted like he didn't like Snowden. Well, we know from the board that President Trump does like and appreciate what Snowden did because he exposed all this. Now, it's so difficult because you're in a position where you know information that is treasonous and you're on your duty bound to expose it. But you're also, you know, you're in a catch-22 where if you expose it, then you get in big trouble there too. Okay, and so President Trump has acted like, oh, yeah, he did the wrong thing. It's very, very complicated, and you know President Trump has to play this thing very strategically, step by step, this big chess match. Okay, it says Q seemed to offer terms, and they seemed to be accepted. All right, so let me show you another thing. It says here's one of the posts. It says Snowden released code words, the NSA keys. Snowden then travels to Russia. Shadow brokers release actual code, the NSA keys. The shadow brokers orige in Russia. Can you make the connection why Snowden went to Russia? Can you make the connection why who provided the source code to shadow brokers? Define spook. Define shadow. And then here on post 601, it says, Snowden, how's Russia? Almost time. So, very interesting timing. Is this prisoner swap? Does it have something to do with Snowden? We will see. And it would be terrific if he were to come back and give evidence for what has been going on with the DNC. And if you remember, I'm not going to go into the post on that, but if you want to go watch the Scotty Martin video, I've just posted it yesterday. One of the big things about Comey and Obama and Susan Rice and all these ones at the top, they were working very hard to trash Russia in the Russiagate because they don't want all this truth coming out about their involvement with Russia because they know it's treason what they've done. So this is all with this whole thing about this Russia, is potentially what this prisoner swap might be about is it could be their worst fears happening, that they will be exposed for their treasonous activities with Russia, with these oligarchs, all that. Okay? So we will see. We'll see. And we know that they've hated Russia for years because, Russia, the good guys, the white hats in Russia, have been fighting against them. And, of course, there's bad guys, too. So, you know, anyway, I want you to be aware of this. So if this comes out, you know, I'll be posting about it. If obviously if this prisoner swap, if Snowden comes back to America, that's going to be hot, hot, hot news. And it might even be after the mass start awakening. It might be during some of these military tribunals where we see all these things exposed. That's got to happen. I've fought too hard and too long not to have these people brought before an open shame before the entire world. That's what has to happen. I'm telling you, this is going to be a movie like you ever saw, you never saw before, where these the people that we've known all of our lives and how they'll be exposed before the entire world. Similar to what you're seeing with Diddy. For everybody to see how vile and disgusting and despicable they are. And not just despicable with what he was doing, but also treasonous and how that we've trusted them. People have trusted them and how they've used us and for evil to make money off these wars and, you know, all this. So anyway, and you know, the treason with Russia. So let's just wait and see. I just want you to be aware that that was new information. Okay, yeah, here's where I was saying that Dan Bongino was in the Secret Service during all this time with these hot dog and pizza parties. Dan John Bongino knows a lot. I think that they've tried to harm his health, and he knows what they've done to him. Remember how he was so sick? He looks like he's doing a lot better. It looks like they missed with President Trump. And he's in this position of authority now. Thank you, Lord. So great to have people that we know and trust in these positions. Trust Trump, trust Bongino, trust Kash Patel. Very, very exciting. So, yeah, he, imagine that. If you're in the Secret Service and that you know that one of your guys is now in this position. Pretty exciting. All right. I really appreciate these. I don't know very much about these guys at all. I just know that they were representing and supporting Palestine yesterday, and I appreciate it. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, along with the what is the truth about this Khazarian situation. So they were saying basically to support the people who are being massacred in Palestine. And of course, I post this yesterday and I get a lot of pushback. And, you know, I think that most people understand what's going on over there. Most of you guys do. I know that some of the people who were pushing back are trolls, but some of the people are still under the misconception about Israel. And it's very complicated. That is why Israel is saved for last, because it is so, so complicated. And so I wanted to talk about that just briefly. And I just appreciate anyone who tries to save the lives of people who are being genocided, whether it's in South Africa or wherever it is in Gaza. These people are being killed. They're being decimated so that their land will be taken from them. And that, in my strong opinion, that I've gone into many times, that they are no longer, they are no more under the, they no longer, I'm sorry, how do I say this? They no more want Hamas to be their leader than we wanted Biden to be our leader. And even some people did want Biden to be their leader, but just because they were duped, okay? And so Hamas clearly works for the New World Order. This is what proxy wars are all about. Proxy wars are where they control both sides. They control, they cause the Hamas attack. They control, and then so then they can get Israel to attack Palestine to take the land. This is how they've played this horrible war game for eons. And the people are thinking, oh, I need to be for one side or another. And the reality is, both sides are doing wrong, and that the people in the caught in this in the fray are the innocent lives that are being lost. President Trump knows this, but this is highly complex, very complicated, very you know. And if anyone says anything about it, they are shut down. They're criticized. They're attacked. And so it's and it's for many people, especially the people in the church, they have been under this teaching to support Israel, that this is God's chosen people, that they are in the land and God has restored them to the land and this is biblical. And in my very strong opinion, that is not what is the interpretation, the true biblical interpretation. And so it's very complicated. If you listen to most people who are talking about this topic, they literally think of the of this group, this what they call Israel, as a separate, a subset, and that there's Christians. That is, the Bible does not talk about that. It does not say that. The Bible clearly says that when we receive Christ, when we walk with God, we are grafted into the family. We have become Israelites. And that a true Israelite is someone who has the same faith as Abraham. Bloodline matters nothing. It does not matter your bloodline. But many of us actually are the physical lineage, and we've been lost to our own identities. The people of Israel, and they've never taught this in church, were scattered throughout the world, scattered all over the world like seeds. The Lord scattered us. And you can trace them using this amazing book called The Missing Links, Discovered in Assyrian Tablets. It's amazing. You can follow their lineage, follow where the tribes moved, and by their flags, by their language, by their artistry, by various ways you can trace them. And even our very own presidential seal has the symbols of the tribe of Manasseh. Our forefathers knew this. This is why so many of these books have been hidden from us. So much of this information has been hidden. And our churches have been so dumbed down because our churches two generations ago, knew all of this information. And it's been hidden from us. And so many of these preachers who talk about Israel, I'm going to show you how they will misinterpret it. Here, I'm just going to show you an example. Here's a very good example of, let me see if I can figure out where to put me. Here's a good example of the book of Zechariah, chapter 12. And it says, this message concerning the fate of Israel came from the Lord. This message is from the Lord who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundations of the earth, and formed the human spirit. I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock. All the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. Okay, it's talking about Israel in this verse. It's talking about Jerusalem. It's talking about Judah. And 99.9% of the preachers out there that I have heard will say that this is defined as the Israelites, those who live in what we call modern day Israel, or they claim to be Jews. So this verse has, what they'll say is, this verse has nothing to do with you. And this is my strong contention that that is a false interpretation. That is not the true biblical interpretation. And I guess 100% of really the seminaries, maybe there's a few, I don't know if any seminaries, they teach this, that this is about this group in the Middle East or the people who claim to be Jews. But the truth is, and Peter and James both wrote to the scattered tribes of Israel. We are the scattered tribes of Israel. And whether you are in the physical lineage or whether you've been grafted in, and you may not even know. Many of you may be true Israelites and you don't even know it. It's just, ultimately it doesn't matter because the bottom line is it only matters what is in your heart, okay? But this book right here that I've written, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, I decode what is the true interpretation. And I'll tell you right now, on this passage, whenever you see the word Israel, or you talk about the Jerusalem, or you talk about Judah, it's talking about the true believers. Okay, and let me just change the word here just to say believers. When the fate of God's people, the believers, those who love God, the righteous, okay, this is the fate of the righteous. The message came from the Lord. I will make the righteous like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations, the New World Order, stagger when they send their armies to besiege the righteous. On that day, I'll make the righteous an immovable rock. All the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. I hope that you'll really take this seriously so that whenever you are listening to a preacher, whenever you're reading something, that you try to discern, are they talking about true biblical Israel, those who love God, the righteous? Because the Bible is not talking about, it doesn't matter about the lineage. It doesn't matter about someone's ethnicity. He says that for his people are from every nation, tribe, and tongue. He says this is where his people are from. All his people are from all over the world. And so it's not having this two different classes of people in the world. It's not talking about that. The Bible doesn't speak in those terms. It's saying here clearly that, and this is what we've experienced. We who are the fighters, the righteous, we're fighting these demons. We're fighting these Nazis. We're fighting these Satan worshipers. And we've made them drunk just about. They're like reeling. They're like, we don't know what to do. We can't stop them. We have made them like an entire, I'll make them like, we're pouring out this drink that they're staggering. They don't know what to do. Because they're drinking down what we're saying. They're like, we don't know how to respond. We can't defeat these people. When they've sent their armies to besiege us, this is what's happening. It's not about some battle in the future or some war that's going on even right now. It's talking about this spiritual war that's going on for humanity, to save humanity, and that they know now we're awake, we are fighting them, and we will not stop, and they don't know what to do. And we are an immovable rock. All of them will gather against us to try to move it, but they're only hurting themselves. Isn't that exactly what we're experiencing? Is that we are fighting. Now, the church, unfortunately, is asleep. Many of the people in the church are just so brainwashed, they just don't understand what's going on. And if you try to talk to them, it's really, really hard because they have blinders on. That's why I was showing you earlier Revelation 14 about this great day when there's this mass start awakening, when people realize who we've been fighting, these people who are treasonous, these people who are literally worship Satan, who've done all this evil to us, who've caused all these wars, who, as President Trump said at the very beginning, they've sent these men over to war as cannon fodder. He said they don't know what they're doing, you know, but they've known clearly that they were doing this to harm humanity and Americans. Anyway, it says, on that day, I'll cause every horse and to panic and every rider to lose his nerve. I'll watch over the people of Judah. Who's it talking about? He who defines the terms wins the argument. The terms here are that Judah, Israel, Jerusalem, these are talking about the righteous, talking about those who truly love God, not Satan worshipers, okay? He says, I'll blind all the horses of their enemies. The clans of Judah will say, the people of Jerusalem have found strength in the Lord of heaven's armies, their God. We have found strength in the Lord. He is giving us the strength to fight back, to stand up and to fight back. I hope this is helpful. Yes. Yes, I'm going to scream. Yes, I know. It really makes me upset too. It really does. It makes me upset too, H. Clay. And it's so important. And one of my dear friends sent me a video, and it was actually by Khan, K-A-H-N, or C-O-N. And I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. I don't know. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter to me. But when you listen to him, he talks about physical, this state in the Middle East, that they are God's chosen people. And that is not the truth. God's chosen people are those who love him from all over the world. You know, whether they recognize that they are Israelites or not, those who love God are God's people. Those who work righteousness are God's people. It is very complicated. And they've taken... The reason it's so complicated is because they've taken the name Jew. And let me just show you in Exodus chapter 20, in the Ten Commandments, the Lord says, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. What is this talking about? It's not talking about saying a bad word. Of course, we don't want to use the Lord's name in a bad way. Of course, of course, of course. But the more important thing is to not take the name for evil purposes. And that's what the Khazarians have done. They have taken the name Jew for evil purposes. There are some people who are Jewish, who are legitimate. but there are many. As the Lord Jesus told us in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, it says there are some who say they are Jews, but they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. It's very, very, very important. They have taken the name of the Lord in vain for evil purposes, okay? And the Lord will not hold them guiltless. They've done this on purpose to deceive humanity, and that's who these are. They have taken this name to join in league together to deceive. If you look, you'll see many of them are Khazarian Jews. They have used these positions to deceive humanity. That is what we're up against. That is what is happening, all right? So I think most of you probably already know that. Okay. All right, so let me see. I think there was something else on that topic I wanted to say before we go on. I talk about this in the book, End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace. I talk about it, and actually this one, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Every Old Testament minor prophet book, I go in and I explain how it's biblically, it's us, that we are the chosen ones to fight against the demons, against the Baal worshippers, against really the Khazarian mafia. People are those who fight, who worship demons. Let me see if there's one more thing I wanted to show you. Let me see if it's not here. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to show you this one in just a second. Here is this video that you, I think, would maybe want to watch. I'm going to put the link here in the chat, and you guys can watch this. It's just a 10-minute video. Okay, so here is, let me see if I can pop this in. This is about the Khazarian mafia, or I'll just put Khazars, okay? Fake Jews. This is a hot topic. This is why I get attacked. This is why I need you guys to like my videos. This is why I need you to share them, because they try to slam me, because I talk about these things. They were ancient people who practiced Babylonian satanic black magic and child sacrifice in exchange for wealth and power. Today, they are the fake Zionist Babylonian Talmudic hybrid Jew religion, which hijacked Judaism as a cover to hide. The Rothschilds can be traced to the Khazars, who were originally the Bowers. Okay, so this is what we're up against. We're up against people who literally worship Satan. This is who we're up against. And we have found strength in the Lord our God. We are the true chosen ones. And it says that they will then know that you are the ones I love. Remember how I've read that passage before? That you are the ones I love. This is in one of the minor prophets. I think in several of them. Well, after this is all over, then they will have to admit. They will come and bow down at your feet. I think it's Amos 9. They will come down and bow at your feet and say that we were fake and you are the true chosen people of God. You, because it's not about lineage. It's about your heart. It's about who you are from the heart. Okay. So there you go. Grab that chat from the chat before we finish, because Songbird, don't forget to put it in the comment section for us. Thank you, Darl. All right. Now let's see what else. I have a couple more things to show you guys. Okay, I showed you that. I think we just about have that done. Okay. I appreciate, just going back to the Palestinians, these are people who are just, have been misled, misunderstood, and lied about because the media controls what's being said. It's so important. It's so important. And for us to not to support murderers. So important. Lord, please help us to see through and not to support murderers. It's absolutely evil. And I've shown you many times. I guess I'm going to show it to you real quick one more time, because I just feel like I have to show it. If you search Economist Magazine for magazine cover 2012, you will see they have on the cover of this magazine an image of paragliders. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. You see these paragliders right here. You'll see this paraglider has a Star of David, whatever you want to call it, supposedly the Jewish symbol, the Khazarian symbol, really. And this one, you can't see it very well in this picture, but that one has a Hamas symbol. And they are both on paragliders. This was way back in 2012. They planned this from 2012, that they would attack Gaza. Well, what they ended up doing, of course, on the Feast of Tabernacles, they attacked those who were in having the Jewish festival of Tabernacles. They attacked them. By all accounts, they killed them. And then they used that to start a war with Gaza to take the land. They are murderers, and they will kill anybody at any time to get their way. And they planned this. You don't normally see paragliders shooting. Clearly, this is what was planned way back in 2012. This is who we are up against. And the poor people in the land of Gaza are cannon fodder, have been treated horribly. We need to pray for them to be rescued quickly. All right. So I think that's everything right now. So if you really, it's really important. This is not just Bible stuff that's like, okay, it's off from over on the side. It's really important that we understand this very well so that we can know how to argue this case with people and to explain to them what has been happening and how people we've been misled. We need to be able to explain how we've been misled on energy or on the jab or on 1,000 different things. But we really need people to understand how we've been misled about Israel. Who is true Israel? It's those who have the same faith as Abraham, those who truly love God, those who love humanity, the righteous. Okay, and these are the books as well as the study guide for them right here. So if you haven't done the study guide, you can watch do that and watch the videos over on freedomforce.live. You can go to right here. On the End Times page, freedomforce.live/endtimes. I'll pop this into the chat. Also, most of you guys have seen that, but just in case you haven't, share that, Miss Songbird. But these are just some quick videos that you can share with people so that they understand biblically what's truly happening and come out of the deception. The deception is real, it is thick, and it's caused a lot of people to be very, very, very afraid. All right, so I want you to see, also, Pete Hegseth said this. It's so exciting to see such a strong man of God in this position and how he's getting pushback because he had this prayer. And I love his response. Check it out.
It's interesting. The question is, I've gotten some criticism for hosting a Christian prayer service at the Pentagon yesterday. We said it very publicly. We said it very proudly. Appealing to heaven, to God, is a long-standing tradition in our military. I'm very proud that we're starting a monthly voluntary service at the Pentagon. George Washington was on bended knee with the troops, praying for God's providence and protection in that moment. Chaplains and ministers and Christians and people of faith across generations have prayed because of the business that we're in. I mean, the business of the 82nd Airborne, and you watch that 911 button for the country, is a dangerous one on behalf of all of us. And we appeal to God. I appeal to Jesus Christ for that protection. And we're going to speak that word and be open and willing to talk about that at the Pentagon. If they want to criticize that, they're on the wrong side of a very important issue. So thanks for coming with us today. We'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
I just love it. I told that young man who was escorting me, I said, I'm so happy for you to go into the military under Secretary Pete Hegseth. I said, look up everything that he says and you'll be so happy. And I didn't even know that he was going to say all of this. This is just very exciting. Oh, goodness. Look, it says, I appeal to Jesus Christ for that protection. We're going to speak that word and we'll be open and willing to talk about that at the Pentagon. If they want to criticize that, they're on the wrong side of this very important issue. I'm very proud we're starting a monthly voluntary service at the Pentagon. George Washington was on bended knee with the troops praying for God's providence and protection in that moment. Chaplains and ministers and Christians and people of faith across the generations have prayed because of the business that we're in, the business of the 82nd Airborne. Praise the Lord. Isn't this amazing? Are y'all seeing this? Do you see this? I'm telling you, how far have we come from this stupidity of this transgender baloney that they were trying to force everybody to walk around in heels? And it's just absolutely maddening. And now that's over, and look at what we have. It's just very, very exciting. So I wanted you just to know about that. Now, don't forget Mike Lindell's trial, where he is going against Big Boys, Dominion, praise the Lord. Mike Lindell is doing this. I just did a video with him this past week. If you didn't see it, go and watch that, where he's going into more detail about this. Just really, really exciting that this is going to come out. It's coming up June 2nd. I mean, this is coming up within a week. We're almost there. And so it's just, we've got to share this information so that people understand they have stolen our country. These people have literally hijacked the election systems, and it's a miracle that we got President Trump in there. But they have been doing this for years and years, and he's going to expose all of it. He's like, he said, bring it on. He wanted them, and he refused to settle. Everybody else settled. He refused to settle. He has spent his entire fortune. I just really applaud Mike Lindell for what he has done. And so if you want to, I'm going to put this link over on the, in the chat. If you can, everybody support him right there. Here's the link. Let's support Mike Lindell right there. Mike Lindell Legal Defense Fund.com. Mike Lindell LegalDefenseFund.com. Amazing. Going up against the big boys. And it's, I just pray in Jesus' name that this is exposed before the entire world, how they've been cheating with these election machines. We can never use machines ever again. It's got to be hand-counted paper ballots. And don't forget, you can also support him over here on mypillow.com/Melly. He's trying to get cash. I'm going to pop this in here. Yes, I'm so glad you got some pillowcases and sheets. I'm telling you, those Giza Dream sheets are the dream, and they are right now any size for $49.98. He's trying to get cash right now to help with this legal defense. I'm telling you, he said, we had these in stock. He says, I'm trying to get, just turn them into cash to be able to use this. It is mind-boggling what a great patriot he is after all that he has done and spending every nickel he had, and now he's going into debt and just taking and just liquidating so that he can win this battle. Amazing patriot. Let's continue to pray for him. Definitely check into this one. But you have to click on this link right here. When you go to mypillow.com/Melly, and you can get any size, any color. That's like $100 savings if you get like the King Sheets or the California King. This is a big, big savings. All right. So definitely check into. And also they got the beach sale, 50% off. You can check into that. Love it. Love it. Love my kitchen towels. I love them. Love them. Love them. I got those right there. The kind of a turquoise color. All right, so I want you to see that and really appreciate what he's doing on that. Let me see if there's anything else. I think that is everything that I have for you today. Don't forget, if you haven't seen this video that I did with Sam Sorbo, check that out. I'll go ahead and pop that into the chat. She's talking about how we can get our education system back. Because, you know, it's not just about if you have little ones or grandchildren. It's just about, you know, our system is broken, and how do we get this back? That's really what we were talking about. We have got to support that. Again, we have to be well-versed in a wide array of topics so that we can be a proponent for what is the right thing to do. And it's not, you know, just throwing more money at it, but it's really about, you know, what we talked about. Anyway, go check it out. We've got to save our children. I just saw a video yesterday with these guys. They didn't know how to spell. They literally didn't know how to spell cute. They're like 15 years old. They spelled it Q-U-T-E. I mean, it's just horrible what they have done. What the evildoers have done to our children and to the school system. And I, like I said, I'm on the school board. I'm trying so hard to help our children and our community. But it goes deeper than what is, unfortunately, you know, so much of it has been controlled by the ones at the top that it's hard to get it filtered down into this for the kids. Anyway, watch that video and check it out and see, we'll talk about it more. I'm going to have her on again so that we can really work toward getting this accomplished. And, yeah, definitely check into the health page. I'm so thankful. Don't forget, tomorrow I'm going to show a video. I have a video posting about this wonderful lady who is feeling no more pain. It's just a beautiful thing. This is the golden age. Like President Trump says, I promise you, this is the golden age. Very, very exciting. So if you have any health maladies, definitely go and check this. These are true alternative treatments. This is what I just really do believe, that this is where we have to go in the golden age. Go with alternative therapies. And these are ones that I've proven. I've seen them act and how they don't have any negative reactions. They only have the true positive reaction to help you get well. Oh, and this one, I was going to show you this one right here. This is the one about the CD. This is chlorine dioxide. I just found out about this when I was in Miami. I didn't know this was even available, but Keto Carrie, who is wonderful, who helped me when I was poisoned to get completely well, she said, you've got to check into this. And so I love it, love it, love it. So here's the spray, the nasal spray. You mix the sodium chloride together, you mix the two together in these two little bottles, you put it in your nasal spray, and it will purge any kind of nasal infection completely. Absolutely amazing. And this one is, I think this isn't the best one, because this is this combo. It has the mouthwash, so that when you are doing a mouthwash, it is cleaning out any infection, any kind of germs in your mouth. Amazing. I love it. Can't even, see, because in the past, you know, it's like, how do you use this? Because you don't want it to be something that's too harsh. But this is formulated perfectly for your mouth. And then here's the one for toothpaste. Amazing. I'm so excited to have sodium chloride, basically chlorine dioxide, for ready to use. All right. So you can, this one's actually called Snoot Spray. I thought that's a cute little name for it. And then they also have to get rid of canker sores and warts and nail fungus and acne and even wound care. I mean, anyway, check it out. It's really, I'm very excited to have that. I'll pop that in. I just found out about it. I can't believe I didn't know about this. So I'm really, you know, as soon as I find out about things, I definitely share those with you guys. All right. So I think that's everything. Yes. And I love Carrie's things too. Songbird too. Stopping, what do you call it? What do you call those gallstones? You know, all the big pharma stuff has these negative reactions, but the holistic things do not. The natural therapies, the alternative treatments do not. So right here, if you haven't seen that one, she just posted ketocarry.com/FFB, and you can get use the FFB 20, and you get 20% off. But you get rid of gallstones. The methylene blue, so that you don't, you know, stay off dementia, right? All this. I'm very excited to know about these. So stop a leaky gut with the black seed oil. I put that in my smoothie every day. I'm just healing my gut. Really exciting. All right, I think that's everything. Let's pray. Again, Lord, we thank you that we live in this day. We're so thankful that we are getting to live in this day and see your kingdom come and your will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for Pete Hegseth. And how he's not ashamed to say that he loves you and that he has prayer at the Pentagon. Thank you so much, Lord, that we're back. The golden age is back. Lord, I thank you for Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and all those who are working for justice in our country. Well, of course, we thank you for our President Trump and how he is leading the charge, doing so much. It just makes our heads spin. Thank you so much. Thank you that you've awakened us so that we can see what's happening and we can be a part of it, and that you have awakened us. And Lord, help us, everybody, to understand the truth about Israel. It's so complex. I pray you just touch our minds, touch everyone's minds, so that they can see through the lies. And that, Lord, just help us to remember that it's about your people that love you, that honor you. And it's not about what someone calls themselves. It's about actions. You're more concerned about our heart and our actions than about taking a name in vain. Lord, you said that you will not hold them guiltless who take your name in vain. Thank you that your word is for us. It is for us. The promises in your word are for your people that love you. We are Israelites. We are Jerusalem, the city of God and the city of peace. We are your people. Whether we are the physical lineage or not, we are your people by faith, the same faith as Abraham. Lord, help us. Help us to know this truth so that we can share it with others, so that they will come out of this deception. Oh, Lord, protect the poor children in Gaza, Lord, to surround them with your angels, Lord. And may it come soon, maybe, Lord, soon, that we will see the end of all this evil and these wars and the harm to innocents. Lord, I pray that the deception would stop soon, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name, that these who have taken your name in vain, who have been deceiving people in the media, deceiving them about Biden and about a thousand other things, that their mouths will be stopped and that all will become accountable to you, O Lord. We pray that soon we'll see the blessing of the Omer, the canceling of the debts and the captives being set free all over the world, Lord. And that we would love it, Lord, if you would have this military operation happen where these people are arrested coming up here on Flag Day, President Trump's birthday. Even your birthday, Lord Jesus, we would love that. We would love to see that. We're going to wait. We're going to wait on your timing. We're going to trust your plan. We would love it to see all these things, the big, beautiful bill being signed so that we can get all these things resolved and move on in the golden age. Lord, we just trust your timing. We trust your plan. I just pray you continue to make us strong, make us equip us in our minds and our hearts to be able to fight valiantly and to speak the truth everywhere we go, all throughout social media. I thank you for the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen their bodies and to stave off any kind of illness, and that you would just make us where we age in reverse, and that we would just be healthy, live healthy, long, happy lives. Lord, I just thank you and praise you for what you have done and for what you're going to do. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad you were here with me today. I'm so glad we got to hang out. I didn't mean to be on that long, but it's okay. I always do that. There's so much to tell you. All right, guys. I love you. I guess that's it. I love you so much, and I will talk to you later.